Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday Show. Good morning, good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Yesterday on the show, Lunchbox was talking about when he went to Portland and his father-in-law was with him on vacation, and his father-in-law only paid for about 25% of the checks, of all the dinner checks. About one out of four his father-in-law picked up, and you felt like it should have been more close to
100%.
100% of them.
Correct.
And so that was the topic yesterday. And I want Lexi is on real quick because Lexi's standing by ready to talk. Hey, Lexi.
Hi.
I'm glad you called about this. I know it's been a while since we talked about it, but what do you think about the situation with Lunchbox and his father-in-law?
So I was thinking that since his father-in-law is so established that he should be very respectful, and I wanted to ask Lunchbox how many meals he offered to pay for.
So family dinners, how many did you pay for yourself?
Oh, I didn't pay for any the whole table. I split it if there was not going to be a – if the father-in-law wasn't picking it all up, then it's split.
Lexi, your thoughts?
So I don't know how old his sister-in-law is, but I think it would have been the respectful son-in-law's. It would be very nice if he had offered to pay for at least one meal.
You couldn't even do one meal.
I mean, I paid for her sister once. Like, we went to lunch. It was me, my wife, and her sister. We went to lunch because her sister's only 30, so she's younger.
Only 30? You look like she's 12. But you're established.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you pay for zero father-in-law meals. You
didn't right.
pay for
He's one of them. No, I did not pay for his meals at all.
What if you were to find out that you make more? How do you know what he makes? What if one day you found out you make more than him? Does that suddenly make you the more established person and you should
pay
for the
whole? He makes more than me.
How do you know?
Has more or makes more?
Both.
How do you know?
I know.
But how do you know? I'm asking. Like,
because he sues people for a living.
So, oh, he's a lawyer.
Is that your answer? Because he's a lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I figure all lawyers make a lot of money.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Lexi,
though.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Have a good morning. Hey, Tara, I'm glad you called real quick. What's going on? You're in Florida.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say about Lunchbox and his father-in-law?
Well, I was calling because my dad, I only see him like once or twice a year. And if we are the three of us, my husband and my son and I are out to lunch, he won't pay. Like, it'll just come and we'll all kind of sit there and then we end up picking it up. But if it's just him and I, he pays for it.
So what are you saying to Lunchbox?
My opinion is, I agree that as a parent, you probably should, or as the established one. But like with my little sister and brother, I'm 10 and 12 years older. I always pay for their stuff.
So it just sounds like you guys think the older person should pay. I mean, yeah. That's terrible logic.
Yeah,
see, she's on my side.
You're all adults.
Might be the smartest caller we've had in months.
Wow, you think so?
Yeah, she's a genius.
Well, hey, Tara, thank you. Appreciate you. And thanks for calling so early in the morning.
You know what I can't wait for? Is when Lunchbox is the older established one and he's like, you know, got kids and grandkids and everybody's at the table and he's expected to pay for
everybody. My grandson doesn't pay for crap.
He's not going to.
He'll go to the restroom when the bill comes.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, gotta go.
That's a good trick.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I don't know if you saw this. It was a group of 9 people. They got caught in a riptide. And so they were struggling to get back to shore. And so they kept trying to get back. So 80 people from the beach created a human chain.
Mm-hmm.
It reached 100 yards into the water. And people were able to, those 9 people were able to grab onto them and pull. And they rescued all 9 of the people.
Pretty awesome.
One woman suffered a heart attack during the situation. She's recovering in the hospital. They think she'll be okay. No other serious injuries. But you're talking about 80 people at the beach who didn't know each other. Like, everybody lock arms. We're going to go save these people.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a crazy story. And you're on the beach, someone's like, let's go save people. Let's lock. I mean, that's so many people just randomly.
I know. Like, one woman went out with her boogie board, and then her husband was like, okay, I'm going to form a human chain. And then next person comes, 80 people deep.
And you don't want to be the one that breaks the chain. Like, you don't want to be the weak link
like,
in the chain,
I don't have
too.
Time to save lives today.
So, to those good Samaritans, Panama City Beach, that's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. The UCLA residence halls were evacuated due to a phone bomb threat. Luckily, everybody is okay. In weather news, there has been dangerous flooding in Chicago. Now that system is headed for Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, damaging winds, hail, and the possibility of tornadoes. And finally, the ESPYs were last night. Best female athlete, Simone Biles, and best male athlete, Russell Westbrook. So congrats to them.
Get your bones on. Bobby Bones Show.
Time for good news. Your positivity on a Thursday. We go around the room. We tell you something good.
Tell me something good.
This is funny. The CEO of the Atlanta Hawks, Steve Koonin, will honor his promise to host and pay for the wedding of a couple who met at the Hawks' first ever swipe right night. So they had their first date at Phillips Arena through the Hawks' Tinder-themed event. 3 months later, they went to watch playoff basketball. They were still together. And it's like, okay, I'll pay for their wedding. So the owner, the CEO, is paying for their
that
wedding.
That is awesome.
Wow.
It's funny they had a Tinder night. The Atlanta Hawks had it. Like,
yeah.
Get on Tinder, come on out. So he's keeping his word, paying for the whole thing. So he's like, hey, I'm happy. If I were them too, and it was just like borderline, I'd probably still have the wedding.
Yeah, just to get in the news. And get
no, just have a free party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Amy?
We've talked before about little free libraries. I even have some in my neighborhood, and they're all over the country, and they're just little mailboxes, and you can put books in, take books out, and it's literally a little free library. Well, now a man is doing it with food, and he calls it a blessing box, and it's in his front yard, just a little blessing box. People who need food or staple items, something like that, they open up the little box, take what they can, and then people in the community also fill it back up.
Wow. I feel like Lunchbox would go and take food.
No.
I feel like you'd be a taker and not a giver, like if you were hungry.
Well, what do you mean? It says take food. It doesn't say give food.
No, not like if you need
you
a snack.
Either. You can do either. But would you ever drop by and snack and see what's up? See what's
yeah. There? If you never know what you can have. Like you're driving, you're hungry. Oh, grab a granola bar out of the box.
Oh, well, I think it's for like literally hungry people who can't go to their own home and get food.
So when you're hungry, you're not literally hungry?
No.
Like, because when I'm hungry, I'm literally hungry.
Who can't go to their own home and get food? I finished the sentence. Hey, it's tell me something good. It's a blessing box. Do it. Other people can build blessing boxes.
But it would be a blessing if you took something, then went back later and put double.
Yeah.
I just feel like you would go
put
and
put double. Why would you put double?
Just
to help
you
out
can.
Somebody.
And maybe my house is on the other side of town, so I'm driving by,
okay,
so I literally I can't go to my.
If you're
it's
hungry,
there for everybody.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. If you're hungry, get a snack. Do it.
Lunchbox.
There's this little bear cub out in California. He's walking around. He starts digging in the trash, looking for something to eat. Oh, got his head stuck in a little peanut butter jar. And so they had to take the little peanut butter jar. Cops came out, got him. Whoop, popped it off his head. So little bear cub back in the wild.
Oh,
A-OK.
Wow.
Been there.
Wow.
mustard jar, but been
to
there.
Grease it up.
Mustard jar?
Yeah, sometimes you just want to lick the bottom of that.
Ugh, mustard is gross.
Mustard is the best condiment that exists.
No, you're crazy town.
The condiment list goes like this. 1, mustard. 2, mustard. 3, mustard. 4, ketchup, and the rest.
What?
Where's barbecue sauce?
Where's
like
ranch?
11, like 17.
Oh my goodness.
I do like some buffalo wing sauce. Mm-hmm. That probably comes in at like 5 or so. You put hot sauce on pretty much anything and make it taste better, but mustard.
Wow. I don't know anybody that put mustard first besides you.
You know what doesn't make the list?
What?
Mayonnaise.
Oh,
yeah. No, mayonnaise is good.
Mayonnaise does not make the list. All right, thank you. Goodbye. Just tell me something good. Couple things I want to mention. Kid Rock is not running for Senate. I don't care what he says. He's not running for Senate.
Oh, I kept seeing that everywhere.
Is it fake news?
No, it's just him creating a little hype. Mm. He's got some new music coming out, and I was talking about me hearing it, and I don't think I was supposed to have the other day, because it's not really a thing out there yet.
Oh, okay.
So know that he's got a career coming back, and that's why Kid Rock is going, hey, I'm also running for Senate.
Well, it's working, because he was all over the internet.
Right, and that means he did a good job, and I probably shouldn't have ruined it.
Oh.
Sometimes I just say stuff.
I was going to buy a shirt. Kid Rock for Senate.
He has a campaign
shirt. I was going to vote for him.
And he would like, you can't because it's Michigan.
There's kidrockforsenate.com. You know, it's you go to it, you can see all.
I woke up this morning and my dog is 14 years old at this point. Old for his age, for his breed of dog. And so I don't get mad at him as much for using the bathroom on the floor because I figure he's old and if I haven't let him out and he's got to go, he's got to go.
Right.
I get a little disappointed. And so I walk in and I see some dog poop on the carpet floor. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. And he comes in like, what's up? It's early this morning. I'm like, this is up. Come on, what's up? And he knows I'm disappointed. My dog can tell my tone. He knows I'm disappointed. And he's like, okay, I mean, like, what? Because sometimes he knows and he'll back away. And I'm like, look, what'd you, come on, man. Can't we get this straight? Let me know if you go to the bathroom. And then you know what I did?
What?
I reached down and it was a sock. Is a black sock.
Oh, that's why he's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that you're, I don't know.
There's a sock. It wasn't even put. So I'm the idiot. And dude. I was like, and then I apologized.
Yeah.
And I gave him extra treat. And I was good. Like, I'm sorry.
Holly, just let him sleep.
I know. I was like, come on. Oh.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Kip Moore agreed to take a photo with a fan until he noticed that it was going to be on Snapchat with a dog ear filter, and that's where he drew the line and said, absolutely not.
I mean, Kip's Kip. He's consistent. That's the thing. He's consistent.
Yeah. He's like, no.
I would say yes, and I do it all the time. And I'm like, put the filter on, whatever you want. But I'm telling you, I know Kip. Like, I've gotten
he's
no
like
Kip.
A minimalist, like pure, like he's like, oh, that's my face.
I would recommend people listen to the Bobbycast with Kip Moore, and you will learn a lot about the guy. He's very passionate. It doesn't surprise me. I'm not the same, but I do respect that he's the same all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we ask for in life is consistency. What else?
HBO has 4 different Game of Thrones prequels in the works, but the network says that they'll probably just pick the best one because they don't want to overexploit the show like ABC did with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
They're calling that out because Millionaire was on primetime, daytime, 3 different hosts.
All the time.
But it's surprising they compare the two.
I know, because they're kind of apples and oranges, but I guess probably something that came up in a meeting, but if you're a Game of Thrones fan, that's awesome. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fresno County, California. 52-year-old Timothy Lane was on his way to court to plead guilty to a stolen vehicle. Only problem is he's driving, gets pulled over. Oh, yeah, he was in a stolen truck on his way to court.
So he was going to admit to stealing a car.
And he got pulled over in a stolen truck.
And it was another stolen car.
Yeah, so he went to the old jailhouse instead of the courthouse. That's what happens when you live life in the fast lane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
goodness.
He's
throwing puns like crazy. He's dishing out
the puns. That was a good one. And that one's not in the story. That's my line.
You hit 2 of them there.
Woo!
What was that?
He'd go into the jailhouse and not the courthouse, right? Which was probably written in the story.
Nope, not written in the story.
But what about the other one? He's going.
That's what happens when you live life in the fast lane. because his last name's Lane.
Oh, we did.
That's why I specifically said 52-year-old Timothy Lane. I set it up at the beginning, and I had a closing. You got to do
and
that when you have a story.
And he got pulled over for speeding?
No, he just got pulled over. Didn't say why.
Okay, okay, the bonehead, but okay. Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show. I'm sitting uncomfortably. My butt cheeks are chafing because...
Why?
Because I've been boxing a lot, mm-hmm. and I woke up and I was like, "Why have my butt cheeks hurt?" And I guess they rub. I don't think I wear the right kind of underwear to work out like that.
Oh,
and so it just is uncomfortable. And what do I do?
I guess you go to the store and be like, "I'm a boxer. I box."
I'm not a boxer.
No,
but
clearly this is an issue. And you say and you show them your moves, like, and then be like, "What underwear do you recommend?"
Oh, so I do my moves in front of the person at Walgreens.
Yeah. You go there and then you like start doing it and just be like, "So what would you suggest?" And then see what they give you.
Do you guys ever have chafing problems?
Yeah, but not on my butt. Like, it's like, between
it's
my
like
legs.
The top of my crack.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Are you doing like the top?
I don't understand.
Are
I know
you doing
it's like
sit-ups?
All kinds of stuff on the ground. That's so during that boxing, I'm doing squat. I'm working out for half an hour and then I box for 45 minutes
or
so.
It's intense.
So my butt cheeks are
Ask your trainer, dude.
I
what
can,
do you wear?
But it
be like, what do you wear?
I didn't even until I woke up today. I was like, oh, my butt cheeks are chafing. I thought I'd throw it out in the room.
We don't have any recommendations.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, Eddie can look at it and maybe diagnose.
No, I'm good.
I have a doctor. I'll call him.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ray, come here. Hey, Terry in Nashville. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, I heard you had an issue when you were boxing that's made you a little uncomfortable now.
My butt is chafing, and I don't say that funny. I woke up and I was like, what's wrong with me? And I don't know what to do.
Well, it's natural, especially in Nashville with the humidity and stuff. But you can go to, like, Walgreens or Walmart. There's a stuff called monkey butt cream. Yes, it sounds funny, but it will work.
Do you use it?
I have used it.
Yeah.
My legs, you know, women have an issue with their thighs rubbing together, especially larger women. I'm not huge, but it happens. But I've had four kids, and it happens for kids when they're younger. So.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you.
David in Macon, Georgia. How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
I'm good. Now, listen, I know you used to box and you're in the military. I'm not manly like you. I'm doing it a few times a week, but I could use some advice here.
Well, I mean, when I was in the military, when I used to box, we used to wear this compression shorts like bikers wear whenever they're riding long-distance bikes. We'd wear those compression shorts or spandex shorts underneath, like, our regular workout clothes.
Yeah.
And that always helped me a lot. It was one of those things that, because we road march long distances and things like that. And it just, they were one of those things that just really just saved me. Like the last caller, she was talking about the cream. We use that, too. And it's a lifesaver. But I really recommend trying out those shorts, man.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much. You fighting a car with your husband at all? Like, do you guys have they call them carguments?
I mean, stuff comes up in the car if we're traveling together. Yeah.
I have a list of the biggest carguments.
Okay, I'll let you know. Let me think if they happen.
No, you tell me one. Like, what do you think you guys would have a cargument about the most?
Well, sometimes if he gets into my car and it's always on empty, it's
gas level number 9 of 10.
We made the list.
You made the list. Lunchbox, you and your wife.
Oh, backseat driving. She won't be quiet. Stop sign, stop sign, stop sign. I see it. Like, calm down. It's a block away. And I get around every day without you in the car. I can see the stop sign.
Carguments. The number one answer, backseat driving.
She is a winner.
Oh, I guess my husband's always the one driving if we're in the car together. And I just let him be.
You can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY if there's something that always happens. Now we go to Eddie, who's got two kids, he's got a wife. Always. What's the big argument that you guys have?
You nailed it, the kids. I mean, we're always arguing about something going on in the backseat with the kids. I'm driving. Will you please get the Lego for him? He's yelling. Well, why do I have to get the Lego for him? That, kids, is an argument.
On the list of carguments, kids coming in at number 2.
Oh, wow. We all make
We're
the
nailing
list.
It, guys.
Yeah. You know what my biggest argument is?
What?
Dusty, calm down. My dog, chill out. No.
That's like a kid.
I'll roll the window down if you just relax.
Exactly.
I don't let him ride the Jeep, though, because I'm still afraid he's going to jump out.
Smart.
When I put the doors and the top back on my Jeep, then he can ride all he wants. That's how he goes.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That dog, by the way, I love that dog more than anything ever. It's 14 years old. And if I put him in my Jeep and he jumps out because he sees a bird, and that's how he goes after all this time of fighting cancer twice and being lost, and that's how he goes, I just keep him out of the Jeep. That dog chills all day long. All day, all day, all day.
Yeah, I think most dogs, my dog just chills all day long.
He never did, ever. He spent 12 years hyper, hyper, hyper.
Really?
He couldn't even have people over at the house because he was just like,
oh, that's right.
He would just nonstop run. And now he's like a cat.
Yeah.
I have a dog cat. Cat dog.
Yeah.
So
poor guy.
Bad traffic is things people fight about as car arguments.
Oh.
But you can't really control traffic.
I know. I get mad at my husband with his road rage. I can't handle it. I get so mad at him for not having patience with other people on the road.
Also making the list, road rage at number four. Yeah. You're welcome. You don't really win, guys.
We like being in carguments. Just sounds like a cool.
It does sound kind of fun, but it's
I can't
really
wait
not
to
fun.
Like
it's
bring
annoying.
It up next. I'm like, that if my husband has road rage, I'm like, do you really want to get into a cargument right now?
Boy. Hey, Cherry in Alabama.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. What's your cargument? Your most common cargument?
Driving too fast.
Who drives too fast?
We both do. Whoever's driving, the other one is always you're driving too fast.
On the list at number 8.
All right.
You don't need to be excited.
Yes.
Hey, we're halfway normal in Alabama, you know?
Yeah, wait. Cherry, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you.
All right. Talking about carguments, that means arguments you get into when you're in the car. Lunchbox said his wife's a big backseat driver and will not let him, like, that was his impression.
Oh, that's how she sounds.
Amy's, yours was road rage with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's was the kids.
Kids in the backseat.
What do they do?
Fight. They fight or they ask for things. And, you know, like, I'm driving, especially when it's just me, like, I'm driving. I can't get your toy, whatever you dropped at the bottom of the seat or whatever.
So you have your wife do it.
Yes. But when I'm alone, it's just them, though.
These are the biggest carguments, according to Yahoo. Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
What do you guys fight about?
My husband likes to tail the other person in front of us.
Yes.
It drives me insane.
I think we file that under road rage because my husband does that too. It's a road rage thing.
Amanda, does he get mad and tailgate, or is he just naturally like up on cars trying to get around them?
He's just naturally doing that. He drives. He's a salesperson, so he drives all day, every day, and yeah. He just thinks he's the best driver out.
Oh, he's one of those. Amanda, appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
How about, let's do this one. Anthony and Austin.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What do you guys fight about? What's your cargument?
So my wife has the kids all the time with her in the car because I work and she's a stay-at-home mom. But it drives me nuts when I get into her car that she drives with the kids. And there is Chick-fil-A wrappers everywhere, crayons, homework, backpack, dog hair, you name it. The car is just a mess, man.
Sounds like Lunchbox's living room.
Yeah.
All so with you guys, it's a mess. Okay. Hey, appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you.
So backseat driving, kids, bad traffic, road rage, and directions are the top 5.
Yeah, directions.
Yeah, my husband never wants to ask for them.
No, my wife thinks she knows where she's going, but she doesn't. She's like, I think you're supposed to take a left there. I got it. I've been there before.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for all the calls. I did a Bobbycast, which is a show from my house. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes about that song, Body Like a Backroad, because one of the writers, he wrote it with Sam, and he produced the song, came in.
Body like a backroad.
Same as Zach Crowe was talking about it. So how would you do that with your mouth? Like, if you turn that off, like, just do it now like you would.
Well, no, it's him playing it,
right?
The thing, and me next to him going, bah, 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 bah.
So it's like the behind the song. It's the isolated vocals.
Got braids in air.
And it's the harmonies.
Fast as I can.
Of different people, and it's the licks. So it's how a song's put together, and it's how this song specifically was put together. So.
Yeah.
Go search Bobbycast on iTunes and subscribe or iHeartRadio. Ed, did you listen to that one yet?
I have not listened to
You'll
it yet.
You'll geek out about it. It's really cool.
I love that kind of stuff.
So Lunchbox sits in the corner of the table, thinks he's very famous, uses that, drops names like crazy. Hey, I'm Lunchbox. Like, he's the one of us. There's always one. It's him, of our group. He's the one. So what I have here, clips of Lunchbox. Tell me exactly what you wanted to prove and how you wanted to prove it.
I just wanted to prove that you guys act like I'm not a big celebrity. I just wanted to go into restaurants, middle of the day, random places, and just announce that I'm there and watch people come up and want to take pictures with me prove to you guys that Lunchbox carries a lot of power in this world.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You haven't even played the clips yet, and I'm already embarrassed for them.
Like, what are you embarrassed for? No. Like, it's busy. It's at lunchtime, Chick-fil-A, Panera Bread. They're all busy, so... Yeah. Psh, hit some people with it.
All right. So where did you go first?
I believe I went to Chick-fil-A first.
Okay.
Hey, Chick-fil-A. Yes, I am Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I just got done eating lunch. If you want to come take a picture, I got a couple minutes before I got to be in a meeting. I'll be right here if you want to take a picture. And if not, just go ahead and go back to eating. I'm Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. I saw some people looking. So if you want to come take a picture. All right. No one wants a picture. All right, I gotta go. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Oh, yeah, come on. What's your name? Walker and?
Ethan.
Ethan, yeah, let's take a picture.
All right.
Boom, okay. Picture taken. Did you hear that? Ethan and Walker, they wanted a picture taken. High five to
so
me.
Long.
Look who's famous. They were nervous.
Don't high five yourself. Don't do that ever again.
when
he took both of his hands and high fived himself.
Look who's famous.
Did you hear the clip?
Yeah, I also heard you high-five yourself.
Okay. Here he is going into Panera Bread.
Yes, my Panera Bread people, yes. I am Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I know it's crazy, but if you want to get a picture real quick before I head out, I just got done eating lunch. I know to see a celebrity, it's really cool on a Wednesday, so just come on up. Just one picture per person so everybody can get one, and I'll just wait right here for a couple minutes. So, yeah, guys, if you want a picture, though, I do have to go. I got to get back to work. So if you want to get a picture, I mean, please don't finish your meal. Just come up now and then go back to your meal. All right, so no one wants a picture.
Oh.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day. Appreciate it.
Dude, you're not that famous there.
Yeah, Panera Bread, it's not my type of crowd.
Wasn't
my crowd.
Chick-fil-A is, though. He got those two kids.
Were you down a little bit after that one?
It hurt my ego a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
We have more. Those feel awkward to me.
I know.
That's funny. I want to tell you guys something about this Mike D on our show. Mike D answers phones. Mike D's a segment producer. He does a little bit of everything. He produces the night show that I'm doing. And so this guy works, right? Works. Even with his weight loss, he's also over 100 pounds. And he put a picture up. And I've seen before and after pictures of Mike D before. But he put one up on Instagram recently. And it was, hey, my motive, this is him talking, and I'll paraphrase. He wanted to lose weight because he wanted to wear cool clothes. And so there's a picture of him. What were you wearing in the first picture, Mike?
It was like a suit for a wedding.
And you didn't like that?
It fit terribly. No, it looked horrible.
And that was one of your inspirations to lose weight?
Yeah, because I wanted to fit into, you know, slimmer clothes and look cooler.
And he was like, even the little things like that can inspire you to take the next step. I was just blown away by the pictures, this guy.
It's crazy.
And now, you can't even put sleeves on Mike D. Oh, because he's Mr. Sleeveless guy, like workout guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, wait,
you guys tearing it
explain
up.
Explain that.
He does wear those sleeveless shirts now. It's like, man, that takes a lot of guts, Mike, to get to that level where you're confident to wear sleeveless shirts.
Yeah, and he got a tattoo on his arm, which means he plans to stay that way.
And not only that, I'll say this about you, too. Mike D started to embrace his braces a little bit. Because forever, you would just hide your smile.
Yeah, now I smile all the time.
Now he smiles all the time. You slowly, there was that shell, coming out of that shell. But the thing is, he's done the work. Like, he's done the work. And he's slowly had that confidence drip. And you slowly get that drip. You slowly get a little more confident. And confidence breeds confidence. Always. It's like success. You get a little success, you get that taste. You don't even feel failure. You just want more success. Like, the more you can win, losing doesn't matter. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to win again. Yeah, I see that with that dude. It's good luck, man. That's why you're my hero.
Thanks, dude.
I said, my hero. Mike D went out, and so, you know, I do stand-up comedy shows around the country, and Mike D comes out and, well, work and travel. And Mike D wants to be funny, and he, you know, just a funny guy. I don't know it because I didn't say three words to anybody else, but I know that he's been writing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, Mike D, you got to go out. You're up. You're in like 3 hours. You're going to go open. and you're going to go do 10 minutes before, because I do, you know, an hour or so. And I was, and he had never done stand-up before, and there were 1,600-1,700 people there, like almost 2,000 people in theater, sold out show in Cedar Rapids. And he's like, okay. I knew he'd been writing, though.
He knew he had stuff.
I knew.
It's not like he was like sitting down to like come over the joke.
I would never make someone go, okay, you have to write and get up. I knew he'd been writing, but he just wasn't going to pull that trigger on performing, because I'd been hitting him up like, you ever want to perform? And he's like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, you're on tonight. And then he walked out, and he didn't do a full 10 minutes, but he did the full, like he went out and just did stand up. And it was the first, and I was just like,
watching. So like, how did it go?
For a first time, I thought it went fantastic. It's never good the first time.
Oh.
But I thought it was fantastic because he had the courage to go do it.
Okay.
That's the first 10 times of getting out on stage with just a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked out and he told jokes. And how'd you feel about it?
I felt good. I mean, it was the longest 7 minutes of my life. It's, once you're up there, it's crazy.
And so I'm telling you, the hardest thing was that first step. Regardless if he went up and told every joke wrong and nobody would have laughed, doesn't matter. The hardest thing is that first step out on the stage. When you commit yourself to something, it's not just comedy, it's anything in life. You commit yourself, that's the hardest part. All the rest of it's the work. We can all do the work if we commit to it. I was so proud. I was like, you're watching a kid. I was like, that's my boy. That's my boy. Anyway.
All grown up.
You're doing good, man. You're doing good.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So who do you think the biggest seller who sold the most albums ever? If I give you some choices.
It's going to be the Beatles or Elvis.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. Elvis in at number one, Beatles in at number two. But I had it the other way around. I thought the Beatles surpassed Elvis, but nope.
You know, I think it's probably the options that they create to buy as well. Like if Elvis put out more records in different ways, more number one.
Yeah, Elvis had a longer career than the Beatles.
Really?
A lot of albums, yeah.
Oh. I would have been convinced either one, but what else you got?
Okay, well, a CDR containing finished, unreleased Michael Jackson music, an album that's going to be auctioned off later this month. The starting bid is $50,000, but the winning bidder, they won't have the rights to ever release or distribute the album. So they're paying for it, and then they can just listen to it in their home?
Yeah, there's a guy, the most hated man in America, the guy who raised the AIDS drug. Remember he bought it?
Oh, yeah,
it was like 80 cents.
Yeah.
He bought a Wu-Tang CD, album, and paid $1 million for it for the same thing. And no one has it. He can't release it. But it was an unreleased Wu-Tang album. And that's why I was surprised that was only going $50,000, because it's Michael Jackson.
That's the starting bid.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't care. There's a reason it's not released, because it ain't any good.
Oh, really?
Like, if it had been really
good. Finished
Michael
Jackson.
Then we'd all have it.
Yeah, if it was really good, we'd all have that new Michael Jackson joint.
So it's one of those things you invite your friends over for dinner, and you're like, you want to listen to some unheard Michael Jackson
Ooh.
Music?
Maybe. But yeah, or maybe that's the rule too. Only you can listen to it.
I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
The last few days, well, I'll tell you what happened. So I've been working out, and you're supposed to sweat a lot. I was sweating a lot early when I was boxing. And I work out, like train with weights and do regular workout for like 30 minutes and I box for 45. But I wasn't sweating that much. And my boxing coach like, something's wrong with you. So he said, drink Pedialyte, like what the kids drink, babies drink.
Yeah.
So I started drinking Pedialyte. It just changed my life.
So now you sweat?
Now I think I just have lived dehydrated. Mm. Just generally, I've lived dehydrated.
Wow.
And so I would drink a bottle. I drink a bottle of Pedialyte a day, one of those bottles that are like.
Yeah. An entire bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a lot of Pedialyte, dude.
Yeah. But it tastes so good. It's like candy. And I looked at it. There's really no sugar. I mean, very, very, very little sugar. And it's like electrolytes. And listen, I am no scientist, but I felt better because of it. Just my body feels better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably I'm getting the normal amount of liquid I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
But it's always like, drink a bottle of Pedialyte every day.
Wow.
And so I've been drinking it. I even came in this morning drinking it because I got to fly later today. But
you know they have popsicles? Ah, I shouldn't have told you about that.
Pedialyte popsicles.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Because it's for kids, you know?
Yeah, and I asked him, I said, why does it taste so good? Nothing in life that's that good
right.
is good for you. And he was like, well, they make it so kids will drink it. So I don't know the side effects of it. I mean, has it hit me yet?
Okay.
Whatever those are.
Not yet.
But it's pretty amazing. Like, I mean, I'm on the Pedialyte train right now. Had a whole bottle this morning.
Already?
I walked in, Amy was staring at me funny because I was drinking a bottle of...
And he had a little, like, Pedialyte stash, you know, like a Kool-Aid stash around his mouth.
He didn't tell me that. I think a little bit of his sense of whatever that fame is inflated. So what he decided to do to prove it to us is go into these restaurants and just be like...
Hey, Chick-fil-A, yes, I am Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I just got done eating lunch. If you want to come take a picture, I got a couple minutes where I got to be in a meeting. I'll be right here if you want to take a picture.
So he's done it twice. Once at Chick-fil-A, one picture. Once at Panera, zero pictures.
Zero.
I am the one you hear every morning. My name is Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I know it's weird to see a celebrity when you're eating lunch, but if you want to come take a picture real quick before I go home and take my nap, go ahead and we'll line up single file. And just please have your phones ready.
Oh my
gosh. How you doing? What's your name?
Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin, nice to meet you. All right, let's take a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Ah! Bam, there you go.
Thank you.
Not everybody at once, but yeah, if you want to line up, don't rush me.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man? What's your name?
I'm Donald, man.
Donald, nice to meet you, man. Here, let's grab a picture. Where's your phone?
I'm right here.
Yeah, let's have that phone ready. Let's take that picture. Boom. What? How many pictures is that? Two. What up? And you guys say the Lunchbox name isn't famous. That yells A-list. Lunchbox is in the house. What up, Starbucks? I am Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I know you're sucking down your Starbucks right now, but if you want to get a picture before I jet out, we can take a picture real quick. As long as you don't spill your coffee on me, because that's kind of hot. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh,
how you doing? What's your name?
Karen,
nice to meet you. Yeah, let's do a photo.
A photo. Listen to this guy.
Let's do a photo.
Anybody else? All right, guys, celebrity out.
How do you feel after your experiment?
Man, I feel like I am super famous.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went into four random places in the middle of the day, and people were lining up. Did you hear how quick that lady moved her chair? I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth. Pictures.
You the man.
That's right. Drop that Lunchbox name.
But you, first of all, A-list, they don't have to announce that they're there.
No.
And second, I mean...
Sometimes the people didn't come up to
you. They weren't lining up.
And one place you went, nobody got up.
Yeah, you had to like yell and remind people, I'm here before I go.
I forgot to do the morning corny a few minutes ago. I teased it and then didn't get to it.
Uh-oh.
That's a new segment. I got to remember to get it in my head. Here, morning. We got to do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why did the man take his clock to the vet?
Why did the man take his clock to the vet?
Because it had ticks. Get it? Tick.
That was the morning corny.
Tick.
Talk. No, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. And then like ticks like on a dog.
Tell that at work today. Especially if you're a vet.
Let us know if you like...
Yeah.
Mary in Tennessee, you're on. Hi.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I call in all the time and ask for Amy's jokes. And I've been sitting in the car for 30 minutes. I'm supposed to be at work right now, but I'm a little late. That's all right.
You're waiting for the morning corny?
Yes, I have been. I love Amy jokes. So
right.
I work at Love's Travel Stop, and so I got kids that come in and stuff. And so I tell her jokes all the time, you know, like, you know, what do you call a witch in the sand, you know, a sand witch.
Ah, I got it. Well, thank you very much. We'll keep it going tomorrow. All right. Mr. Bobby Bones. Our producer, Morgan, rarely on the air, but she sits in the glass room and just produces away at the show. And she is, how old are you, Morgan? About to turn what?
I'm about to turn 25.
So she's starting to get that itch to buy a house, her first house.
Oh, wow.
And so how close are you scratching this itch?
I mean, I look on Zillow almost every single day, but I don't think I'm going to be able to afford one anytime soon. Here in Nashville, it's just so expensive.
So what's your deal right now? Meaning you're paying rent living with a roommate?
Yes, that's my situation. What? I've been living with this roommate for like two and a half years now.
Why don't you can buy a house and get a roommate to help pay for half of that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you know, renting sometimes, depending on your situation, that's money you don't get back.
Right. And I have awesome roommates and my rent's really cheap. But at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, gosh, my twin sister owns a house. She's married.
Don't compare yourself to other people.
Yeah.
Just generally, though, in life, not all flowers grow at the same rate. They all end up blooming.
Oh.
So good flowers. You put the work in them, they all bloom.
How old were you when you got your first house?
Don't compare yourself to me.
I just am curious.
I just did things earlier in life because I was forced to. because I grew up tough. So I was probably 22, about my first time, 22, 23.
Dang.
But I was also doing a morning show.
Yeah.
Like I was the,
Morgan,
I had
things
a,
were different.
I was the youngest morning show host of, but it wasn't because I've been on a different timetable. I didn't want to be 15 and have to support myself. Yeah. I don't want that. So you can't, that's why you can't compare. Circumstances are always different.
Well, I still think realistically it's going to be a couple years before I can even afford like the down payment on a home.
It stinks. But you could find someone and buy a small house outside of town because you don't have a whole lot of money. You could buy something outside of town, a little further away, less of the money, and invest in that. And I'm telling you, anywhere you are, the outside places start to become the inside mm-hmm. places.
And hold on to it, and then you can rent that out later, and then you get a house closer into town.
Maybe. I'm into you buying something, even a yeah. townhouse, even anything.
I don't know if I go for a townhouse because I want to share walls with other people.
Doesn't matter. Anything you can own goes
is
up.
Money not.
Anything you don't own, the money just goes away yeah. forever, and you just nothing's shown for it.
Yeah.
Good point.
And I've learned the hard way. I rent out my place, the one that got flooded. It's finally, this week, I finally get to, it's just been sitting there. I think this week I finally get to either sell it or rent it.
Wow.
Because
that's crazy.
It's been a year. I had a guy that was living next door that busted a water main, flooded my entire complex of my condo. Flooded everybody. Everybody had to move out.
That's awful.
For a year, I've just sat there and had to pay a mortgage on it. Luckily, I have a good job. Or I would have just been, because I was getting sick because all the fumes and dust.
Well, and you couldn't sleep because it was like constant construction.
So this week, I think I get to put it in rent.
So what are you going to do? Rent it or?
I can't Airbnb it because of my condo rules.
Mm-hmm.
But I may rent it. I'd like to sell it and just get rid of it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm probably going to rent it.
Okay.
It'd be cool if I built it into an office. But I know I'd never go. I like to build like a studio for the Bobbycast over there.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
But then I'd never go. I like to have it in my house right next to my bedroom.
You could put a couple of studios, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, Morgan, I'll tell you what. I'll buy you a house.
Okay,
what?
Cool.
Are you serious?
It's no. an investment.
Oh, I was about to
wait
say,
a second.
What in
no.
the world?
I
think that
you were am like... I serious? No.
Oh.
I could never be less serious than what I just said right there.
Okay, and just making sure I was about to lose it.
And you thought I was for real.
Never know with you.
Dang.
Let me think about that.
Oh, no, stop.
Investment.
Stop.
What's going on, Jason?
Not a whole lot. I've got a huge interview today for a supervisor's position within the... I guess you could call it the federal government.
Yeah. How you feel about it?
I'm very nervous. This is, I'm 47 years old, and I've never, up until this job, I've never interviewed for a job before. I've always got mine because of my abilities, recommendations, such as that. This is huge for me. This is honestly, this is my fourth interview, and of those four, all of them have been with the water treatment division of the federal government on Camp Lejeune.
So you're calling because you're a little nervous. Let me talk to you a little bit. Let me talk to you. Let me get you in a good spot.
Yes, please.
Okay,
yes,
so,
yes.
Listen, I'm not invested at all in you, so I can just. It's why I liked going to a therapist because they didn't know me and they could just give perspective without worrying about feelings. So let me tell you this. First of all, you get nervous because things are worth something. So enjoy the fact, just for a second before you even go into this job, that it's awesome that you're nervous because you have the opportunity for something right now. So,
right. One,
it's awesome. It's awesome that you get to be nervous about something because so many times in life we look to feel. So congratulations on getting to be nervous about something good. Secondly, I'm a big heart rate guy. I think you act, you react, you think better if your heart rate's down. I always say Seven Nation Army is my song that I listen to when I got to pull my heart rate down because it pumps me up while putting me in this calm place. So I have this song that I play. I'm a believer in talking to yourself out loud, not just in your head. We always talk, we have a million internal conversations with ourselves. Like, I'm going to do this. You say to yourself, I'm about to go into this interview. I'm going to perform really well. I'm going to make myself proud. And if I don't get it, I know I did the best I could do. Say those things out loud. Put them in the world physically. I feel like that, for me, makes a world of difference because I internally talk all the time. Right now, I'm internally having a conversation about having dinner tonight. Who cares, right? Out loud, I say things. But I'm going to say this, though, too. When you're in this, I'll give you a tip. Hey, you're going to be interviewed. Ask questions. Let me give you the question to ask today. Okay? You ready for this?
Yeah.
They're going to ask you a lot of questions. Say, hey, I'm really curious, about what your expectations are of the position, all the normal stuff. And then hit them with this. Hit them with this. They're ready for the Bob. You hit them with the uppercut. You're like, hey, I'm so curious about how to do this job the right way. Would it be cool if I talked to some of the other people that do the same position? You say that. You say that to him or her or them, you know, multiple people. They're like, whoa, like this guy is already thinking about, he feels like this is his job and he's already thinking about, I want to talk to other people who are doing it. Like, catch them off guard with a question where they're on their heels in a good way. Like, this guy came in already ready
to play.
So think about that.
I like it.
Make them uncomfortable in a way that you feel uncomfortable. Where they're like, whoa, he's putting me in situations where I like this. Like, he's got initiative. So that's my advice. Go on with that. Keep your heart rate low. Put out there into the physical world your thoughts, your emotions. Be happy that you're nervous, because when you're nervous about good things, that's rare. In our life, we don't get to be nervous about a lot of good things. So cherish that before you even go in and get or don't get the job. And then hit him with that question during the interview. Be like, hey, I appreciate that. Would it be cool if I talked to some of the people that do the same thing and get their opinion on how I can do a good job? On what they're... game over. Check mark. If they don't already have someone in their mind hired, like a buddy, because that happens sometimes. If they don't already have that, you have a great shot, Jason.
Outstanding. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Good luck to you, man. Like, I know it's important to you. If it's important to you, it's important to me. So, good luck. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right. There you go. Kill that. That's what I'm talking about right there. Get it. These two guys on the show,
man,
Lunchbox and Eddie, they talk about how much work they do with their yards. Oh. They fight over different yard techniques and what you can use. What, I don't know. It's a competition.
Mm-hmm. It's gone pretty far back. He's asked to borrow my. I've asked to borrow his mower. He's asked to use some of my fertilizer, and we're
incorrect.
Fighting now.
I made fun of you because you use fertilizer. You're not supposed to use chemicals. You're supposed to do all natural.
Okay. See,
cheater.
Well, I actually do appreciate that about Lunchbox.
So what? Amy went and judged the yards yesterday, and she has here a 6-pack of different kinds of beers for the winner.
Yeah, it's an assortment.
There's actually a prize.
Some
so
cool
first
IPAs.
Of all, she goes to Lunchbox's yard, okay? So these are like 20 to 30 seconds of her walking around the yard.
Let's hear it.
Up first, Lunchbox.
Woo! Yeah!
Relax.
Just listen. She's going to talk about this landscaping. She's like, impressed, because she's not even going to know the different type of flowers and everything. That I have an eclectic taste of flowers
all
and...
Right.
Shrubbery.
Let's just hear what she has to say.
Whoa, not gonna lie. Lunchbox's yard looks so good. Last time I saw it was overgrown with this like monkey grass situation. I don't even know what this stuff was. Although his grass doesn't really look like grass. It looks like those little clover things. Anyway, I think there might be something going on with the grass, but it's still cut really nicely. And then the front, like along his little picket fence, there's green bush, like green bushes, purple bushes. And then right when you enter, there's like big old rose bushes. I think these are roses. I don't know. They're sort of pinkish purplish. All in all, I'm impressed. Over and out.
What would you give the grade? School teacher Amy grading the Lunchbox's yard.
School teacher Amy, I gotta give Lunchbox's yard an A.
Wow.
Yeah. And let me tell you, she missed the hydrangeas that they blew.
Hydrogenous.
Yeah. Lunchbox, no. That part got, I don't know what happened to that part, but I did reference those because I was referencing how they were dead.
No, they bloomed a couple weeks ago, so then they
they're
go
they're dying. Then they I did die. Say, yeah. I think it probably got cut because I said maybe they're just out of season, but.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They're
but
dead.
I got an A. I'll take an A all day.
An A is hardcore high.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's still
really
an A-plus
nice
there,
teacher,
though.
Okay. And listen, Bobby, it looked good.
Yeah,
like,
surprisingly.
It's like he knew I was coming.
He did.
Yeah, he did know.
That's okay, though.
The
yeah.
yard had lawn. You know, like if you vacuum your house and people are coming over, his yard looked like that.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, here's Amy going to Eddie's yard. Eddie, our producer, here we go.
Okay, I'm at Eddie's house. Legit. Like, Eddie can't ever say anything about my closet again, because his house is humongous.
Okay.
I mean, and these trees, and then, oh my goodness, along the side of the house, there's all these perfectly manicured bushes. Where am I? Whose house is this? This is crazy. Looks like in his backyard he might have a pond. I don't know. I'm going, oh, he does. What? Eddie's backyard has a pond. I mean, this is not Eddie's house, then I'm definitely a creeper in somebody else's backyard. Ooh, I love that tree. Eddie, nice work. Good job.
What would you give Eddie?
What?
Is it Eddie's house?
I mean, where's the lawn talk?
I know, right? Like, I keep waiting to hear about the grass.
Yeah.
He, like, spends time on his grass. What do you give Eddie?
I didn't really see that much grass.
There's a lot of grass.
Okay.
It's Kentucky bluegrass, to be exact.
okay. I give Eddie...
Come on.
A B plus.
Yes!
What on earth?
Yeah!
Wow, less than Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Did you hear the teacher? Don't argue. Don't talk back to the teacher.
Up.
Yeah.
Wow. Why would
you go on and on? And I'm just wondering, because your voice, I would have said.
Because I was just shocked that was Eddie's house. Like, I was just at his house.
What are you shocked at?
Your house. Like, your house is amazing. I'm not shocked at that, but you always downplay, like, your house. You downplay it. Your house is beautiful.
Well, thank you. We take a lot of pride in our house.
Yeah, no, you don't sometimes when you talk about it.
I didn't know this. Eddie gave you a false address.
I didn't know.
Amy,
a pond in my backyard?
I didn't know.
That's not your house, because I thought, like, wow, Eddie should really take more, but like, his house is, why would you make me drive? Do you know how far I drove?
Bones.
No, this is irritating.
Okay, hold on.
Now that I think of the time I took out of my day yesterday to go out there and do that, I'm a little irritated.
Okay, go ahead.
Not going to lie.
Go ahead.
Like, now that I'm really thinking about it, because when I got there, I was like, whoa, this looks like a really, like, different than Eddie type personality house, like maybe like a doctor or something.
And someone smart.
So I was like, you know what? This is their family home, their forever home, whatever. And then I was like, there's a pond. And then I was like, I don't know if this is Eddie's house. You know what?
What?
It took me 25 minutes to get out there and 25 minutes to get home. That's like almost an hour out of my day that I wasn't pumped about going out there to do anyway. And then I got there and you told me your wife is going to be there. And I was like, I wonder if his wife's here. Should I knock? And I'm like, hello? I'm like, hello? Is anybody here?
So you're walking around somebody's yard.
Yes. Yeah, and I was straight up in their backyard. In their pond. I was like, might as well have been taking a little break at their pond.
I did not know until today.
I almost let you win, but the thing is I know how much work Lunchbox put into that house because I see his house all the time, and let me tell y'all, it was awful, like, not too long ago. So the fact that it looks so amazing when I went yesterday, I was like, golly, he worked so hard on this. And I started to think, Eddie must have just bought his house this way and he's maintained it. Like, Lunchbox didn't buy it that way. Like, he's worked. So that's why I ended up giving Lunchbox a high grade. And you know what? I'm so glad I did. Yeah. Eddie, that's a huge waste of time.
Amy,
you owe me an hour.
I live right down the street, and I waited on my phone. Like, she's going to text me any moment. Where's your real house?
Why did you give me the
wrong
address?
Amy, you think I would live in that mansion? Like, I don't live in
that
mansion.
I was so confused.
Were you a little resentful that seemingly Eddie was rich?
Like, that's crazy that you would think I don't have a house like
I
that.
I wasn't resentful. I was just I was like, wow, look at Eddie. You know?
You know what I do.
I know.
What do you mean, look at Eddie?
I know some of your financial situation, but I don't know what you and your, I don't know your, like, maybe you sold another house that you made money on. And
here we go. Let's listen to Amy again, not knowing she's in the wrong yard.
Okay, I'm at Eddie's house. Legit. Like, Eddie can't ever say anything about my closet again, because his house is humongous.
Lunchbox, you won.
Yes!
And Eddie sent Amy to the wrong house. And Amy's ticked.
I'm not. I'm just like, I need that hour back in my life, please.
I didn't know that, by the way.
Oh, here's your beer.
There you go. April in Baton Rouge, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. We're good. What's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you so much for Snapchatting my little girl's picture that she drew for you. We were at the Baton Rouge Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah. So I went and did stand-up in Baton Rouge, and Mallory, right?
Right.
Yeah, Mallory drew me a picture and put it in a frame, and I took it home. Did you say I posted it in my house, too?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it's up in my bedroom. Yeah, I kept it. It's in my bedroom. I think I may put that on Insta story. But yeah, so yeah, it was really good. It's a picture of my head. She drew it. She 11?
11, yes.
Dang.
Wow. Look at that memory.
I'm telling you, when listeners do things for me, I'm always like, this is the greatest. Like, we have the greatest listeners, and they're so thoughtful. So I try to remember everybody. And tell her she's a good artist. Like, it's at my house, so I really appreciate
that.
Draws
so well. She was so bummed she didn't get to see you, but she got to see Lindsay. And Lindsay said, she's like, I promise I'll give it to him. And then the next day, she had to see it on my sister's Snapchat.
Yeah.
And she said to tell you that her mom is like Mr. Eddie. She can't get on the internet till she's 18.
No.
That's good news.
What are you doing right now? About to head to work? Or driving to school? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah, I'm at work now.
Yeah? What kind of job you have?
I groom dogs.
Oh, how about that? You ever get bit?
all the time.
I would think that happens a lot, even to non-aggressive dogs. If they're just feeling uncomfortable, the instinct is...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, if someone tried to squeeze my rear end, I would probably bite them too.
Me, I would probably say thank you. Yeah, see, my jokes. Hey, what'd you think of my stand-up comedy show?
Oh, it was awesome. We had a blast.
You laugh?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I like to hear. Thank you. Hey, tell Mallory I said thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I do have the picture up in my room right now, so thank you for making it for me.
Awesome, I will let her know. All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you.
If you're in Modesto, California, or anywhere near, that's my next stand-up show, which, by the way, I can't announce it yet. I just got asked to do something really cool.
Where?
Comedy-wise, stand-up-wise.
Oh.
Got a call yesterday. And it was like one of those where I'm like, is this real life? Because people come out like to scout the shows for comedy specials.
And you don't know that they're there, or you do know?
Sometimes you know that somebody's there.
Okay.
I feel like it's what but athletes feel like when they're young.
Yeah.
And they kind of know there's a scout in the crowd. And so I did a show, and I kind of knew that something was up, but I didn't know where they were, whatever. Then I got a call yesterday going, hey, we want you to do da-da-da-da. And it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I think maybe even Monday I can say.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
We can wait.
You will wait.
I'll try.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yes, welcome. So here's what happened. After the show a few days ago, Eddie ate every donut in the box. 9.5 donuts. And so we brought a dozen in and gave him the challenge of eating all dozen of these donuts in 20 minutes. Are we on Facebook Live? Okay, you can watch this on Facebook Live. We have a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Eddie, if you win, $100 in cash for you.
Yes.
And $100 in cash for the charity of your choice.
Yes.
You have 20 minutes to eat a dozen donuts. That's a long time.
I don't like the way that looks.
I do.
Like, wow. The problem is, if I wouldn't have eaten 9.5 donuts on Monday, this would be no problem.
So at the time right now, it is 3 after the hour. You have until 23 after. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thanks for the coffee, Morgan.
No problem.
All right. Mm. Let the donut eating.
Come on.
Yeah. It starts now. A dozen in a box, and Eddie's got to eat all 12 of them in 20 minutes. And so he's eating. He says he can do it.
Question.
What?
My pace. Like, what am I supposed to be at right now?
Well, I think you should eat faster because you're doing a lot of talking.
I'm enjoying my donuts.
I think part of that is you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So you just finished your second one.
My third.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy. Eddie's three donuts deep right now.
Just grab my fourth.
Whoa.
And I have West Rock Coffee with me, too, so.
Look at that.
It goes down smoother.
I saw them tweet you yesterday. Yeah.
I'll give them a little shout out.
It's things like this that's wasting time.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean no talking, gotcha.
So you go to our Facebook Live, you can watch it.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie's trying to eat 12 Krispy Kremes. He said he was hurting, though, after eating 9.5, like, for the rest of the day.
I felt drunk. I crashed really hard. It wasn't a good thing.
But this is for cash.
This is for charity and cash.
Yeah. It's 6 after right now. So you have about 17 minutes. You're doing all right.
Thank you. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Eddie's eating donuts.
They taste good.
You still like them?
I think they taste delicious.
He had 20 minutes to eat a full dozen. And so where are you donut-wise? What number are you on?
I think this is 7.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Loopy.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Real loopy. Like, I feel like I'm funny right now. I can tell jokes.
Yeah.
But
I
know I'm not.
Is that what it feels like to start drinking?
Totally. It's like a buzz.
So,
it's like a little sugar in my Dixie cup. You know what I'm saying? Like in the songs.
So if I were to eat a bunch of donuts, since I don't drink.
Do it!
I could feel drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That I could do.
Do it tomorrow because it's really the day.
What do you mean the day?
It's donut day tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't even know why we. But no, you made it donut day because you ate 9.5 the other day.
It's actually been donut week.
Yeah. So you're finishing up.
7.
Okay. Eddie's on. We're going to hit this.
Hit number 8.
This is my number 8.
He's trying to. We're on Facebook Live, bobbybones.com. Find our Facebook page.
Oh, my.
You think you can do it, huh?
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah. I believe him.
Do we have another dozen waiting?
Whoa.
If we had more, I would give you bonus money.
How much bonus money?
Well, it just depends how much.
Let's just find
Like $100 a donut extra?
No, not $100. Mm. We'll come back, see if Eddie can finish off the dozen, and then see how he does the rest of the day. We left a minute ago, and Eddie, our video producer, was he? Oh, he's hurting now.
Yeah, it's starting. You can tell like it's like lodged now.
Well, so we have a box of Krispy Kremes, and the other day Eddie ate 9.5 of them just because they were sitting here, no other reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, "Hey, can you eat 12? And if you can in 20 minutes, $100 and $100 to charity of your choice." So he's trying to eat a dozen donuts. By the way, it started at 3 after. It's now 17 after. Save about 6 minutes.
I have 6 minutes left.
What donut are you on?
This is 10.
Wow. That's good, Eddie.
Thank you, Amy.
Is it physically possible to, like, see someone gaining weight? Like,
yeah, no. My stomach has definitely gotten bigger. Like, it's gotten bigger. I was watching the hot dog champion, the eating contest.
Yeah.
And they had a demonstration of, like, what it would be look like if everything was going down. And the stomach actually expanded, like, 10 times its size.
Whoa.
So I think that's what's happening.
It is, because that's expanding? Like straight bread.
Of course. I don't eat 12 donuts every day.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so what are you at?
I have 11
in my hand. You're starting 11.
Yeah, but I'm taking my time now.
You
look...
4 minutes
color.
And 30 seconds.
I am?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I'm not brown anymore.
I'm going to play. We have a little time. I'll play a little bit of Lanco, Greatest Love Story, because I love the song.
I did too.
So just hold on. You eat donuts.
Thank you.
And we got like 2 minutes. We'll check in with you again.
All right.
All right. Cue the music. All right. Eddie had 20 minutes to eat a dozen donuts. Eddie, you have 2 minutes.
And one more donut left.
One more donut.
Yeah.
You have 11 donuts down. How do you feel?
It's getting really hard to put them down now.
You have 90 seconds as of right...
That's a minute and a half.
Now you have 90 seconds. Eat one donut.
Come on, Eddie. Don't quit now.
Just in my mouth, or do I have to swallow
it? Swallow it.
Oh, boy. You're in trouble.
Okay.
Stop.
You're not going to make it.
Eddie's trying to eat his dozen donuts in 20 minutes for $100.
I like that shirt says fight, grind,
repeat. Fight, grind, repeat. Take off our... Fight, grind, eat, dude.
Fight, grind,
fight, grind, eat, buddy.
I'm almost all of it's in my mouth right now.
Eddie, you have 1 minute.
Oh, my goodness. You're not going to make it.
Stop it.
Eat, Eddie. Swallow. Eat and swallow, buddy.
I can't swallow, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Drink the coffee. 50 seconds.
Okay, it's all in my mouth.
Good strategy. Good strategy.
And now I'm going to start swallowing a little bit.
You're not going to make it.
Stop it.
Come on, Eddie.
That's the last donut, buddy. 40 seconds.
Half of it down.
Come on. You have 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds. 29 seconds.
Swallow it.
That's what. Yep.
One more. It's done.
You have 20 seconds.
Let's see inside that mouth.
Oh, my God. One more. One more swallow.
You have 15 seconds. That's what she's...
Ah! Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, 10 seconds left. He did a dozen donuts.
Eddie! 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 Eddie!
How do you feel, buddy?
I feel great.
Do you?
No.
Oh, that's...
I don't. It hurts. And I know...
frosted sugar, whatever, like up his nose, like in
my nose.
Yes, in your nostril and all over your pants.
All right, buddy.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure, bud. Ask whatever you want.
Can I throw this up?
No.
No, that's part of the rules.
What do you mean? No, come on.
You signed the contract.
Did I?
Yeah. Are you ready for here's your cash?
Yeah.
You ready? Here we go. And 20,
40, 60, 70.
100. Why can't you guys count?
I don't know. We're
sorry.
Done.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. This is my 100.
And then what about the other?
And then
all
charity.
You have to do is tell me which charity you'd like for me to donate to.
All right. I've got it figured out.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
You're disgusting. That's go ahead.
I didn't mean to do that. Feeding America. I want to do Feeding America because it's I ate 12 donuts, so I feel
what's,
like.
What's Feeding America do?
They open up food banks all over the country in America, so.
Like in this guy.
Yeah.
12 donuts for you and for a good cause. There
Feed America.
Nice work, buddy.
Thank you.
Our producer, Eddie, just ate a dozen donuts in 20 minutes, Krispy Kremes, and you look bad.
What were you saying about my eyes?
Even your voice sounds bad.
Ugh.
Your eyes look bad.
I feel like it's trying to exit my body.
And you have no idea what you're doing. You're breaking microphones.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's going to take you a few days to recover from that action. Okay, we're talking 200 calories per donut and 10 grams of sugar per donut. Like, your blood sugar levels right now have got to be off the charts.
You just did basically 2,500 calories.
Yeah, basically.
And how much do you need a day?
That.
Okay.
And you're good.
How okay. much sugar do you need a day? Probably zero.
Hey, okay. Take a little time off.
Oh, whoa. And each donut has 11 grams of fat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Take a little break on
wow.
eating.
Just eating. Yeah.
I was a little self-conscious yesterday when I put up that boxing video on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was just 30 seconds. Because you look at me for sure, you go, look at that pudding. That's what I thought people would
wait,
say.
But pudding?
Yeah.
Pudding?
Like soft. Like
yeah. Softy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked at him and be like, oh, I can totally fight him.
I didn't. I thought it was hardcore. Yeah. It motivated me.
I was like, there's Mayweather.
I didn't think pudding.
Your head looked a little bobbly. Like,
of what? You of all people.
I know.
You're the biggest wimp on the show.
Yeah. Wow.
And no.
You mean that?
Oh, for sure. Like, Lunchbox could beat you up, and he's next to last.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm next to last?
Yeah.
Over Mike D?
Yeah, I would think he's scrappier than you.
Oh.
Like, you were definitely putting in the work in that video, for sure. That
was now you're changing your game.
No, my point was, you don't have to have the best form. You don't have to have the best style. Just put in the work. Like, life.
Yeah.
So.
Like, it looked like a workout to you, which is what it was, right?
Well, I'd done 45 minutes before that, then I got in the ring.
Okay.
But I post on Instagram. And then Amy posted on there, made her go work out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I felt like I was making myself vulnerable by putting that up.
And why?
Just because I'm not a real boxer. What? And you have people like Eddie. Here's the thing about Eddie. Eddie gets over and starts complaining to people on the internet. He's like, people on the internet claim they can do everything.
Yeah.
And then here's Eddie going, I saw you on the internet. And you suck.
I'm just telling you, I thought that. I was like, he didn't look tough.
Okay. And that's fair.
Yeah.
I thought you did a pretty good job when your trainer would throw those, and you'd move your head pretty quick. I was like, dang. And he stayed in the, like, he didn't jump out of there. He just kind of slightly moved, just a half little
and
way.
The emojis Bobby used for it was a butterfly and then a bee.
Oh. Yeah, move like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Like a butterfly.
Yeah, that's it.
It's up on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go to the Workout Warrior, our producer, Raymond. Raymond, what'd you think of the boxing video I put up yesterday?
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
What about Eddie? He kind of said I was a wimpy by watching
By watching it.
That's what he said. He watched it and he said it looked wimpy.
No, you weren't wimpy. I mean, that guy was actually punching at you. You were able to duck and everything, and then you were punching it, looked like, in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, I challenge you to a boxing match.
Oh no! No, you'd kill me.
Okay.
You'd kill me, but I'm telling you, when I saw that video, I was like, come on, man.
What? What?
He looks wimpy.
Stop.
I'm glad.
Compared to like.
Honesty's the best stuff. That's how you really felt. That's good.
Just go around and let him punch you one time in the stomach. See how wimpy he is.
I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just a thinker, and that's what I thought.
By the way, we should, as a show and as a rule, not text and drive. I've always said this. Like, you shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't. You have to make that conscious decision if your car is moving. Now, I do text at red lights. Sometimes people have to beep me. And I do text sometimes at stop signs, but I don't text and drive. And you shouldn't, because, again, they can do 100 studies and it shows you it's as bad or worse than drinking and driving, because your focus is not on the road and these cars are vehicles. And it takes one bad spot and you hit somebody, you hit a car, and you could kill somebody because you're trying to send a text or read a tweet. So, Eddie, you've got to stop texting and driving.
Who said, no, I don't text and drive.
Lunchbox
saw
you.
Who do you think tattled on you?
No,
Lunchbox,
no.
Tattles on everybody.
It wasn't Eddie.
It wasn't Eddie?
No.
Who was it?
It was producer Morgan.
Oh
yeah. I drove next to her for a good...
I thought it was you.
There you go.
You timed how long you were driving next to her?
I sat there and drove next to her, and I just kept looking over, and she was just sitting there driving with her left hand, looking at her phone on the right, just driving down the road, not paying attention. And I wanted to take out my phone so bad, and I was like, I can't, because I wanted to take a picture. So I just marked down the time, and it was between 11:30 and 11:31 a.m. a couple days ago, and she is driving and texting or Twittering, whatever she was doing, but not looking at the road, and very dangerous. Absolutely unacceptable.
Oh.
Morgan, our producer, and Sudie, go ahead.
I probably wasn't texting or Twittering. I was probably emailing and driving.
Okay.
But still, even,
it's all the same.
It's not any better, but guilty. I mean.
We have to make it, and even as I say a room, even as the group of friends that listen to the show, you can't. I know it's because it wasn't a thing forever.
Yeah.
And some states have a law, some don't. Well, you can't do that because you will kill somebody. Like, I'm serious. You will kill somebody.
Okay.
And there's so many things to distract us, like Instagram and maps. Like, for me, sometimes I'm like, my map, because I don't have GPS in my car or whatever, so I use my phone for that, and sometimes that totally gets me. How can we fix that?
I turn the sound on, because I Google map everything, and I turn the sound on.
I'm looking at the map. Sometimes
feet.
I'm entering.
Take left here.
Guys, chill out on the phone texting. And,
yeah, I
and
can't believe you thought it was me.
He Lunchbox led me to believe it was you.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I had to leave a name out of it because Morgan, sometimes if you write her name in the story, she takes the story out.
Oh, she doesn't send it through.
Yeah, she doesn't send it through.
Ooh. I think that's probably why I thought it was Eddie.
Yep.
Good move, Lunchbox. All right, here's the segment.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Which is the better cartoon character, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse?
Ooh.
Amy.
Mickey Mouse.
Why?
I don't know, because I like Mickey Mouse. I had Mickey Mouse ears when I was growing up. That's just the first one that came to my head.
See, I go Bugs Bunny.
Why?
Because Bugs Bunny had an attitude.
Yeah,
Bugs
he did.
Bunny was sarcastic.
Yep.
Bugs Bunny had his own, not just, hey, everybody's so happy. Bugs Bunny like was funny.
Oh. I like the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, it's fair.
Mickey.
No wrong answer.
Okay.
But we all have our opinions.
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
Thank you. There's a splash just for good.
Good just in case.
Yeah, in case. By the way, Amy has a blog up about her hair, if you guys want to see it.
Hair tutorial.
It's how to do your hair like Amy, I think.
The beach wave.
Oh. Everyone's always asking, how does Amy do her hair? And my answer is always, I have no idea.
Oh, that's what yours is called, the beach wave. I was wondering, I was like, man, Amy's hair looks so good. I wonder what she's doing, but she's doing the beach wave.
What are
I
you
can't
up
tell
to?
If you're being sarcastic right
what
now.
What are you up to? What do you want from her?
I just had no idea there was a special name for her hair. I just thought she combed her hair.
Oh, yeah. I wish I woke up like this.
Yesterday?
I mean, today I literally did wake up like this and threw on a baseball cap, but yeah.
I just, the compliment comes out of nowhere.
I know. I'm feeling them out. I'm waiting for something. I'm like, wait for it. Wait for
guys,
it.
Guys, can I not be nice? I mean, come on.
I mean, you can, but.
You know what I'm doing at my house? Is my closet's out of control. And so when I presented at the CMT Awards, I don't remember the name of the company right now. I'd have to look. But they gave me a card.
I know what it is.
What is it?
The Home Edit.
The Home Edit.
Yes.
Okay. What is that?
And here's what happened.
Coming over today?
Not today. But I took a picture of this card and put it on my Insta story. And I was like, hey, look, I presented CMT Awards. You get this gift bag. It's full of awesome stuff.
Swag bag. They were in it. They're
and they were in it. And they come over for free for a couple hours, do your closet. And so they're going to come over in the next week or so and like completely reshape my closet. And I don't know what they were going to do really, but my closet can use
and
some work.
And it's going to be beautiful. I know what they're going to do. And I'm picturing it and you're going to be so happy and it's going to be amazing.
I posted a picture of just the card and I had 8 people hit me up. Can I get that card can I have that card from you? I didn't even know what it was. It was called what?
The Home Edit.
The Home Edit.
They're
so they're
going to
build you a new closet?
No, they
reorganize it
and they put
and
in shelves. And
you know what happened to them? They just got, these are just two girls from Nashville that are just so cool and amazing. I stalk them on Instagram, but they're so funny and down to earth. But they're so amazing at what they do. Target just named them their official home organizer go-to people. So on Target's blog, they share tips on how to organize things. Wow. And on their Instagram, they give tips, you know, for people like us that don't have them coming to the house. But you know what? Christmas, birthdays, Bobby, Home Edit, Amy.
There's a woman in Georgia who tried to get a discount at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yeah.
She said, I'm a federal officer. But she was in plain clothes. They said, we don't think so. So then she went inside to prove it. And she flashed her badge. It was a fake badge. It was really plastic looking, by the way.
Oh, man.
So after she called the corporate office to complain, like she went 3 levels deep on this, she got arrested for impersonating an officer.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
She could have just left it.
Yeah, she could have.
That was a random segment about Chick-fil-A. This was not a paid segment. Thank you.
Yay.
There you go. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. So there's that. I'm going to do my closet.
You're about to be organized.
Yeah,
I'm
I guess
jelly.
So. I'm going to give you guys a little, what they call it, pro tip. A tip from someone who's a professional and is really good at something. That would be me at being on time.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to give you a pro tip about showing up to places on time, because yesterday I had a really important dinner with a really important person, right?
Oh. Like how important?
Like
scale of 1 to 10 important.
Important enough people would bid money in an auction to just have dinner.
Warren Buffett?
Like that,
wow.
It wasn't Warren Buffett, but in our industry, that important.
Whoa.
Wow.
Not an artist. So, but it was a very important dinner. And I was looking forward to just getting to know the person. But I was going and I was like, you know what? You can't be late. Successful people aren't late.
Yeah.
Successful people that do business aren't late. You have to, the more late you want to be in life, the more creative you have to be.
Okay.
You have, and that good at it.
Yeah.
Super
That's how we're creative, Amy.
Yeah.
You're not that creative enough to be late.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
We're successful, but we're just not business.
You got about 5 minutes of your creativity skill. Oh,
so like, I can be 5 minutes late, is what you're saying.
Without people getting mad at you.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay. All right, so.
Continue. So I go and I'm like, you know what? It takes me like 20 minutes to get to the restaurant. So I leave about 45 minutes early because I enjoy being early. I like to be the first one there.
Yeah, you do.
It shows also that I'm business. Like, if you ask me to be somewhere, I will be there every time. And so I get in the hit horrible traffic. There's a James Taylor concert.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I got there. My dinner was at 5 p.m. I get there with all the traffic at 4:59. Got out of the car. Leave
early.
You're
for you
smiling
for a
so big right now.
Leave early. That's just how you want to be successful. Doing the little things are what make the big things. Everybody's always like, I want the big thing. I want to be this big, big, big. You have to do the little things in order for the big things to happen. You don't just do the big things.
So how'd the dinner go?
Fantastic.
Was he on time?
Everybody was on time.
Oh. Multiple people. Okay.
And
I'm trying to figure out what you were doing.
There's a reason that successful people are successful.
Okay.
Because they do successful things.
I'm going to write that down.
They wake up in the morning and they do...
I wake up.
Okay.
Question.
Go ahead.
But you say business people are always on time. But
No. I'm saying...
It shows your business, because shouldn't you be late sometimes? Because that means you're like in an important meeting or making an important business deal.
If I'm doing a deal with you,
you couldn't break it away.
And you're late. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a priority to him.
But I'm in another deal.
It doesn't matter. We have set a time. Am I a priority to you? If I am, you will be there on time.
Some people are in higher positions and they're always late.
Yeah, and they're probably in that higher position because they're so good.
Okay.
It's like, for example, the crazy to hot meter. With females,
girls,
the guys
have.
Like, the crazier you are.
So dumb.
It is, but we're idiots. We're imbeciles.
Okay.
The crazier you are, the hotter you have to be.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. Like, if you're hot, you can be crazy.
Yeah. If you're super hot, you can be pretty crazy.
So, girls, you need to think about that. You need to look in the mirror and be like, how crazy can I be today?
Yeah, how crazy can I show?
For sure.
Because everybody's crazy.
And, you know, every day you look a little different. Some days you have hotter days. You just need to monitor the crazy by the daily.
The same way. With work.
Okay.
Like, the more successful you are, the more liberties you can take.
Okay.
But still, it doesn't matter. You don't just change because you get successful. Successful people do successful things right all the time.
All the time, because you talk about failures and how they're good for you.
I fail on time.
God, there's so much to keep up with when it comes to being successful. It stresses me out.
So,
I know. Work for Bobby forever.
It's tough to be successful. No, that's why not everybody's successful.
We can't even say successful.
I know.
No, it was good. It was on time. Everybody was on time.
So this was successful.
Yeah, everybody. Who are these people you went with?
Don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh.
They canceled The Biggest Loser. How about
they
that?
They did? What?
I didn't even watch it, but I like to watch the show whenever they would bust through that first picture. I'd watch the finale. I'm such a cheater.
Because you wanted to see the transformation?
I watch any of it. But they put that picture up of them before, and then poof, bust through it, and they're like 700 pounds lighter. And I'm like, whoa. It's been on since 2004, and they canceled it. But again, there were a lot of controversy about that show. But listen, it's a TV show. Don't think that it's actually a thing where people went just to get healthy. And
like
it's a TV show.
The weeks they were there, it was a grind. And there's no way people can maintain that at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And had a good run.
2004, 13 years.
That's pretty good.
That's crazy, yeah. Over to Amy's pile. What do you have over there?
So, get this. I saw this funny Serena Williams story. Evidently, she was so unprepared for fame, you know, when she first started making money. When she got her first $1 million check, she tried to deposit it at the ATM at her bank's drive-thru. They stopped her and told her that she'd have to come inside to deposit it. Dang, like, what's that like?
That's funny.
Like, really,
like,
what's
that like?
That's
actually quite hilarious.
That is so funny.
I know.
To have here's the thing, though. To have $1 million check, that's a thing. Meaning, with that amount of money, you think that, because I've had to buy a house before.
Yeah.
For not near that money, and they just wire it.
Right.
I go to the bank, and they go, okay, here's a number, here's a number, here's your down payment. The fact they gave her a piece of paper for $1 million blows my mind.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just wire the money? But then, hilarious. I would try to put it in the ATM. Because I said, even the bank, I'd have been like, That's funny.
Yeah.
What else you got over there?
So Rolling Stone put together a list of the 100 greatest movies from the 90s, which is our wheelhouse. And the number one movie.
Hold on. I like to play this. Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, so it's something like.
Yeah,
oh.
So it's not Pretty Woman, Don't Worry.
Or that's 80s, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nope, it's 90s.
Really?
Yeah, don't challenge me on Pretty Woman.
90s that she hasn't
that
seen?
She hasn't seen. So it's got to be one
I
of those.
Think you guys probs have.
Oh, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh,
fantastic
good guess.
A movie. That's my favorite movie for years.
No.
What? What is it?
Oh,
Requiem
it
for a Dream? Something I've never seen?
Goodfellas.
I've never seen it.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a guy movie. I haven't seen it.
You know what it's followed by? I'll just quickly give you the ones after.
Forrest Gump. Shawshank Redemption. It's a stupid list then. Turner and Hooch.
For sure.
Hoop Dreams.
Oh,
I saw Hoop Dreams.
One.
That's pretty good.
Never seen that.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And Pulp Fiction.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Bones, you have to watch that.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You would love it.
Do we have to see it? I haven't ever seen
Mike
it.
Mike D., who is a movie nerd, is standing up disgusted at me right now.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
I haven't.
And Goodfellas either?
No, but you have a roommate that's 20 years older than you, I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Mike D has a roommate, and he lives with I thought they were like the same age.
Kind of weird.
And his roommate's almost 50.
Yeah.
Wow, what do you guys talk about?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
I don't care how old they are, but I always thought he was your. You might be like, yeah, my roommate's just hanging around the house. I just thought he was a dude like you in his mid 20s. But no.
Yeah, almost 50.
Huh. Wow.
All right.
And nothing wrong with it, just a little mind blown on that
one. Me too. Anybody else know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, that's interesting.
What do you guys talk about? You're what, 25?
Yeah.
What do you talk about? He's double your age, dude, basically.
I mean, we talk.
About Civil War,
music,
Prohibition. Music?
Music a little bit, other than that.
My mind is sort of blown right now, a little bit.
Yeah.
And he has a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Look Mike D over there. What else you got, Amy?
Okay, so NFL players, you guys know they're trying to get we were talking NBA contracts the other day and making money and how much they make. Well, NFL, they're trying to get that. And Richard Sherman from the Seattle Seahawks, he has a plan.
Okay, here's...
This could end American football.
Here's what's up with this. I'll give you the reason in a nutshell.
Okay, well...
Football players' contracts aren't guaranteed.
Right. NBAs are.
And Major League Baseball. So you have two leagues that are guaranteed and they pay a whole lot more money than the NFL. NFL, you get your money way up front in a signing bonus. And they can cut you at any time. Anytime.
But here's
the problem.
What?
And here's why this is always probably going to stay kind of the same, is that players in the NFL, they don't last as long. They get hurt quicker. The sport is so physical that you can't sign somebody to a 10-year deal when they rip out a leg and can never walk again.
Oh, so they don't even really
don't
play 10
just
years?
Don't play football
like,
then.
Like, not everybody's Tom Brady and Brett Favre.
Correct. A lot of people are Ray Lewis, who played a long time, but he played a linebacker position where there's a lot more. There's not as the contract
use names
length.
I know.
Okay. Anyway.
But, well, Richard, anyway, he's saying that NFL players would have to be willing to strike in order to get these kind of deals. So what if NFL people went on strike? That would be crazy.
Sports have struck before many times.
American football? What would my husband do?
Probably
that'd be sad.
Spend more time just making love.
Let's go on
college
strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why NFL should not have longer contracts. Don't play that sport.
Well, but if that's your gifted talent.
But they're usually pretty athletic.
But there are some Bo
sports.
Jacksons out there, some Tim Tebows.
Bo Jackson.
Those are the two you use, Bo Jackson and Tim Tebow.
She read that in the story.
Okay. No, I didn't at all.
I would have said
that.
More like a Deion Sanders.
Okay, you made me watch Bo Jackson 30 for 30.
Okay.
Boom. And Tim Tebow killing in baseball right now.
He's not killing it, but he is playing.
But he got a promotion.
Because the Mets' actual organization was making no money off Tim Tebow in that lower league.
But they sell merch.
Okay.
They sell Tim Tebow merch. Like, he's a moneymaker.
This is why I should not go into the wormhole of Amy in sports.
No, but it's kind of fun because I like
where... I do have a point.
No, that also you don't. You're just entertaining it not having a point. Wait, one more story.
Okay, this is a little tell me something good that I wanted to definitely talk about. This woman's getting married and her groom wanted to surprise her.
Something good.
Yes, I like that imaging for my pile. Her groom wanted to get her last minute.
Something good.
Gift for her wedding, and she had lost a son, but her son donated his heart, and the groom had the recipient of the heart come to the wedding, and she got a stethoscope, and she got to hear her son's heartbeat on her wedding day. What?
Oh my God. That's crazy. I don't think I would want that to happen at my wedding, though. I think that's amazing. And I like that story at any time other than my wedding day.
Oh.
I do like the story.
Well, it's a way, it's her son was at the wedding. Like, imagine not being able to have your son at the wedding.
Not, he's not, though.
I know. Well, for her, I think it was super special. I know it's heavy all the feels.
It's so heavy. And I love that idea, period.
It's thoughtful.
I don't like it at the wedding.
Okay.
So I love the idea of people proposing to each other, not at somebody else's wedding. I love the idea of all this stuff.
Okay, but maybe you just do it at a different time.
Unless she wanted it. Unless there was something
it was a gift to her. It was a surprise.
That's tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's real
it's
tough.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want that happening at my wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe
that's my file.
And maybe that's not the right, the
PC
answer.
No, you're probably right. I get it, because it could cause a lot of, like, tears.
Bad
and everybody's crying and emotion. Like, I miss my son. But then also, wow, my son's at my wedding.
But he's
his heart is. And then I can hear it.
But wouldn't you believe, though?
What? That he's
If you're
there
a spiritual
anyways,
person.
Yes.
That your son was there anyway.
Yeah.
That if that's how you felt, then maybe it wasn't a physical heart that made him be there.
This was sort of tangible in a way.
Yeah, I understand everything you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just talking it through my head.
I know.
I'll take it the next day, please.
Okay.
Not as a wedding
On
gift.
The honeymoon? Here's your son.
Okay, 2 days.
Let me finish the honeymoon, and then...
What's up, Bobby?
What's up is tomorrow Aubrey Sellers comes in. I love Aubrey Sellers' music. She's cool. Like, she's just cool. I'm a fan. She did an entire country record, all electric guitars. What I'm not going to ask her, because I know she gets asked all the time. I will not ask her this. I will probably won't even mention it tomorrow to her. She's Leanne Womack's daughter.
Yep.
And she, to me, isn't Leanne Womack's daughter. Like, she's her own thing. But just fun. Did you not know that, Lunchbox?
How would I ever know that? She doesn't have the same last name.
Attaboy.
Smart.
We talked about that, but...
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't listen to everything.
That's right.
No, I listen to everything, but I don't retain information like that. I only retain, like, people who tried out for American Idol in 95 and things like that.
That show wasn't on 95, but still cool. Aubrey Sellers in tomorrow. Dance party tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's going to be good. I hope you guys check out the Bobbycast. It's a podcast, a little show I do from my house. Kit Moore, Karen Fairchild, Zach Crow, who produced Body Like a Back Road, wrote the Sam stuff, a lot of Sam. It's up. And other than that, just live your life.
Live your life.
Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio. We always appreciate you being here with us today. You can be anywhere, listen to any show, but you're here with us, and we appreciate you. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Bobby Bones. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.